How do they know about the results when the results have not come out on the constitution making process? Because the data has not yet been fused from all the provinces for us to know the outcome. The only outcome that we have is the MDC is the busing of the people that they did during the constitutional process, which is the issue that we have raised. But we don't have the result of the content of the people's views in terms of the writing of the constitution. So it's shocking for them to know the exams of their kids before they even write them.
But ZANU-PF argues that the main reason why they're supporting the process, even though it's not yet over, is that it's homegrown, it's by Zimbabweans, for Zimbabweans, unlike the current Lancaster House constitution.
Well, as far as we are concerned, if it was homegrown by the Zimbabweans, for the Zimbabweans, they should not then have buzzed the people. Because in all the venues that took place all over the country, it was a handful of individuals that were hopping from one venue to another. And to us, those are not Zimbabweans. Those are ZANU-PF thugs who are trying to destabilize a process which is meant to be a Zimbabwean process. So as far as we are concerned, it is not homegrown, it's ZANU-PF grown, and it's not for the benefit of Zimbabweans, it's going to be the benefit of ZANU-PF as to what transpired on the ground.
ZANU-PF argues that your party the other MDC formation are part of government, and as government under the GPA, you all agreed to rewrite the constitution and therefore are compelled to support it. What's your take on this?
It's absolutely shocking to hear such statements from ZANU-PF, because if surely we are a government, the issue of the governors that were sworn in by Mugabe on a Sunday when some of us were in church, and the ambassador that were sworn in on a Sunday when some of us were in church, should not have happened. And if at all the three parties are government, then the GPA should have been implemented in letter and spirit a long time ago. So I'm absolutely shocked to hear them say that, because we are now perceived to be part of government when the issue is giving headway to them. As far as we are concerned, they don't take us as part of government. So it's shocking.